hour of dawn. Initially, we held ourselves in contempt because the light covered us with little tongues, made us conscious of the minuscule. We wore the evening's chime around our waists, so when we turned, we were aware of ourselves and the music the day struck in time from our bodies. From our bodies, we urged a story, one that light would not disrupt if we passed into the shade when it called us. We could only think of the scent of orange blossom from the low bushes and the trembling ash that was the color of the moment. We would ask for a brief respite from ourselves, and hearing nothing would grind our teeth. In the low dream of the dawn, the moon would disappear into a fingernail. It's as though a sea washed over a trifling shell, holding the narrative of ourselves. The hour of dawn held us like a mouth for kissing. We could hear ourselves buffeted by our small turnings, our bodies' risings and breathings. The hour of dawn held us still, and we were unsparing. We muted our breaths and read into a color that was a message, a hidden kiss we find alone before a mirror.